It's the radio segment that just got Jose's Christmas bonus.
Oh.
I get a bonus?
The reason why is because he's been on time 70% more than Jose has this year.
So okay.
Good for him. Sorry, Jose.
That makes sense.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other caw-caw crack sheep just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Arkansas. Last month, a guy named Donald Cooper was walking around town when he got the urge to do something bad.
Oh.
And ended up stealing someone's Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, that's
really
like,
bad. Oh,
like,
my gosh.
And then, like, the antithesis of bad. Because you're, like, also bad on the Harley-Davidson.
Yeah.
He's
like,
bad to the bone.
Yeah, that's right.
He got away from police after he ditched it and ran off on foot. And so they posted a photo of the motorcycle on Facebook along with a description of the suspect.
Oh.
That's when Donald saw that post. He saved a screenshot of it and turned it into a t-shirt.
What?
No, he did not.
Oh, my gosh. This is not a good flex, bro.
In fact, many different people around town reported that they saw Donald wearing a black t-shirt that had a screenshot of the police's Facebook post on it. And the only difference than the original post was that the cops called him a wanted criminal, but Donald added to it saying, wanted criminal mastermind.
Oh.
Photoshop.
Just let me fix that for you, police officer.
Definitely a mastermind move to wear your own police Facebook post.
Back just says, I'm brilliant.
Of course. The cops were called, and not surprisingly, he was wearing the shirt when they arrested him.
Oh my god. I want to see the mugshot so bad.
They don't even have to ask ID. They're just like, yeah, that's you, buddy. Yeah.
Afterwards, they posted a follow-up on Facebook thanking Donald for his help.
Yeah.
Oh
they the said mastermind.
They wouldn't have been able to solve the case without him. This next Laser Story is out of Northern England. Out in the countryside, there's a retired racehorse named Nelson.
Aww.
He spends a lot of his days just moseying around his stable, taking in life.
Retired horse named Nelson.
Jose and I both want to go hang out with Nelson.
I love him already.
Well, last month, a 67-year-old grandmother named Margaret Porter was walking by the property when she saw Nelson by the fence and thought he was not doing well.
Oh, no. What's wrong, Nelson?
According to Margaret, she thought the horse seemed sad.
Oh, buddy. That you can lose your way in retirement.
Yeah.
Well, almost every day since then, she's been stopping by and feeding him carrots.
Oh, that's adorable. Precious.
Nelson's owner saw her doing it and politely asked her to stop. Saying the horse is perfectly fine, he gets plenty of food, and giving him too many carrots could actually be bad for him.
Yeah. Oh, no, she didn't.
But you can just pet him.
Yeah.
Margaret wouldn't listen.
Uh-oh.
In fact, she kept doing it.
Okay,
Margaret.
And finally, just the other day, a judge slapped a restraining order on her.
She got
from a horse?
She got restrained from a horse.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a low point in Margaret's life, I'm going to say.
Did that stop her?
Oh, no.
No. Margaret kept giving carrots to Nelson.
She's the best horse
therapist
ever. Nelson,
leave the fence, Nelson.
But isn't that like a grandma just won't stop feeding you?
Yeah.
I mean,
but she kept giving carrots to Nelson until eventually she got arrested for it. So she was fined about $650. And strangely enough, this is not the first time she's ever had legal issues involving rogue vegetables.
What?
Because back in 2005, she got arrested for assaulting her own brother with 3 sticks of rhubarb.
Wow.
Are you lying?
My God.
Stop.
I don't know, but I like it. Get with it.
If Margaret harassed you to go to her garden, do not go.
She's an angry, very angry grandma.
This next Laser Story is out of Toronto. A 26-year-old named Katrina Frosse went on a first date with a guy last month. Before they went out, he sent her a survey to make sure he planned a date she'd actually enjoy.
A survey?
His questions included things like what she wanted to do with options like dinner and a movie, hiking, or ice skating.
I think it's kind of awesome.
I mean, it's hard for a guy because you want to just take control and be like, I planned our date. But then you're like, well, what if she doesn't like it?
Yeah.
You know? So
it's really nice.
Why.
Like
yeah.
He's listening to what her wants and
exactly,
needs are. It's lovely.
So out of the options, she picked dinner and a movie.
Okay.
Good. Always solid.
He also asked what kind of food she likes, if she had any dietary restrictions.
I always ask that.
What time she wanted to eat and how, quote, fancy schmancy she wanted to get with
it. Okay.
Good question.
So cute.
Options. Are we doing steak and candlelight, or are we just going to like Arby's or something? Who knows?
Options on that one range from very formal to basically pajamas.
Yes, I love this. Pajama dates would be fun.
She chose everyday casual.
Right in the middle. Safe, yeah. I like it. Yeah. I'm enjoying this survey.
Well, once she took the survey, he texted her a formal invitation with details about their official date. Listing the restaurant and the movie that they agreed to see. And then after the date, he sent her an optional exit survey.
No, it's not.
So she could rate the date and rate him.
That's kind of funny. I would like to do that.
But a guy that's putting this much energy into you wins.
The questions included how awkward or charming he was, and a jokey one that asked if she experienced any negative symptoms during the date, like nausea, butterflies, or foot pain.
He's joking, guys.
Yeah. Katrina didn't reveal all her answers, but she said the date itself was lovely.
Aww.
And he must have done something right because they're together now.
That's cute.
Good job. Keep showing your care there, boys.
And she posted a survey onto TikTok. So far, it has over 6 million views.
Oh, wow. Man. Annie made her go viral. That's better than flowers.
In the good way.
That's a keeper. Yeah. The world as we know it is really changing. But
nerds are cool.
There's one thing that we all know and love that's staying the same. That's the sound of a little green guy playing H sports with his buddy. You can guess what that H stands for. And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.